Make a splash.
Hi, I'm Sam from Farndon. I have two children, Lucy and James, with a life-limited condition that use the hospice for respite. We had a social worker, and the social worker asked us if we'd heard of the Rainbow's Hospice, and she arranged for us to go and have a meeting and look around the Rainbows, and straight away we just knew that our children would be happy there. It just felt good, it looked good, the staff were so friendly, and as a mother I know that when my children went there to stay I could walk away knowing that they were in good hands. You know, they had to go through the doctors to see if the children fit the criteria. As you know, it has to be life limited, which Lucy and James did, and we've never looked back. They've been going for 9 years now, and it's the best thing we've probably ever had done for Lucy and James, going to Rainbows. The children, each and every one of them, are loved, and their needs are met by every member of the staff. They do whatever they can for those children. The sensory room is fantastic. They have music therapy. They take the children on outings. They have people come into the hospice with pets. They just do so much for those children. It's, you know, I take my hat off to them. You know, to look after somebody else's child is challenging, but to have to look after somebody's child when you know that they're so fragile and might not be here tomorrow, it takes a lot of courage to do something like that. Obviously, Lucy, she can't communicate very well, but we know she's happy at Rainbows purely because she's smiling. And again, they just know what each and every child needs. Well, I think the appeal's a fantastic thing to be doing in memory of Susan Taylor. As everybody knows, she was swimming the channel to raise money for Rainbows. So it's fantastic that somebody wants to pick up and carry on the fundraising in her name. Rainbows is a vast building that costs an awful lot to run each year. And without the public's generosity and support, I dread to think what would happen with Rainbows. You know, I know my children benefit from it so much, and I benefit from it so much. And I just ask the public to do whatever they can to support Rainbows and make a splash and do all they can to help.